The Theatre Guild on the air, our play, O'Halloran's Luck, by Stephen Vincent Benet. Our stars, James Stewart, John Lund, and Gloria DeHaven.
Yes, sir, you got a fine view of those prairies from back here in the observation car. This is a first-class railroad we're riding. And why not? It was built by Irishmen. Men that could swing a pick all day and dance a jig all night, if there was a fiddler handy. I ought to know. My own great-grandfather, John Timothy O'Halloran, was one of them 100 years ago. Johnny O'Halloran of Clonmany came out here to the States back in 1841. And it wasn't gold or power that drew him either. No, it was a slip of a girl from the parish of Clonmany. The story goes that she used to sing all the ballads of Ireland. That was in the days before she left the old country.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love dressed in a suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, I love him the best. And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cried, bonny boys are few. And if my love leaves me,
what are you idling there for when you ought to be finishing your packing? Don't you know we're leaving in the morning for America?
I'm sorry, Ma. I have it nearly done.
Is the milk turned sour in the jug?
Wait till I have a look. Yes, Ma, it's curdled. How did you know?
Well, I was going down the lane before and I heard the screech of a banshee. And then when I was coming back, oh, I take me oath, there was a bogle sitting in a tree below by the gate.
A bogle? Ah, oh, don't be talking like that, Ma. In church, himself says there's no such things as bogles and banshees. And no such like spirits. Not in these days, anyhow, in 1841.
Now, would there be, in church? But what else turns the milk sour in the pan and brings on rheumatism in decent people? And on midsummer night when the moon is full?
Well, I've finished my packing, Ma. I think I'll take a little fresh air.
I suppose it's not something else that's taking you out into the night.
Oh, no, Ma. And what else would I be going out for?
Oh, things as bad as bogles, maybe. I know you.
Molly, are you not coming out?
I thought so. Come on in, John Timothy O'Halloran, and let you stop hiding outside.
God bless all here, and I'm not hiding, Mrs. Malone.
Oh, Johnny.
Good evening to you, Molly. I'd like to say goodbye before you leave Ireland in the morning for Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, and I'm glad you came, Johnny.
John Timothy, we have no time for you this night. And no room, neither.
Oh, don't be so hard on me, Mrs. Malone. You know I have a heart full of love for Molly.
Oh, you have you? And your pocket's full, too, I suppose. Well, turn them out now and let's have a look.
There's nothing in them now, Mrs. Malone, because I spent every shilling I have on buying me passage to the States. That's what I wanted to say. I'm going to follow you.
Follow us?
Oh, Johnny.
I'm going out to America to work on the railway where they tell me there's good pay. It is in some place, they say, out in the west of the States.
Oh, out west, is it? He'd take me daughter to the Red Indians to live in a tent and carry her children on her back. Oh, there in Boston, Massachusetts, you could have a brick house and lace curtains and oil lamps and maybe your own goat in the backyard. Oh, the black scheming heart of you, Johnny O'Halloran.
Oh, Ma, it's not like that at all in the States.
She'll not live in no tent, Mrs. Malone.
Well, indeed, and she won't. You'll not marry Molly till you can support her in style in the city of Boston, Massachusetts. That's my final word.
Molly, give me a word alone with the outside.
Molly?
I'll only go as far as the gate.
Oh, I tell you, there's a bogle in the tree down there. Now, maybe there's a leprechaun down there, too.
Psst. Bogle!
Hey, who's that?
Bogle! Come down out of that tree and put me on my way.
Don't tell me that's a leprechaun I see in the moonlight.
It is, surely.
A class I never speak to as a rule.
No more than I to any old bogle.
Then keep quiet. Don't you see there's a man and a girl coming down the lane? Do you want them to catch and put you in a bottle for luck? Yourself.
Molly, darling, they're saying the railway out in America is a big new thing. There'll be chances for a man to rise. And when I've made me mark, I'll come for you in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, and I'll miss you, Johnny. And will you write to me, Johnny?
Oh, I will indeed. Kiss me now. Oh, goodbye, me darling. Maybe I'll see you on my way through Boston, Massachusetts. But after that, it'll be a year or two before I see you again.
Oh, goodbye, my Johnny. Goodbye.
Molly, don't ever forget me.
Die, they've gone now, Bogle. I must be on my way.
Where are you going, leprechaun, with that pack on your back?
I'm going away from Clonmelly to the land at world's end. I'm going away because of the curse that was put on me by St. Patrick long ago. 1,350 years of working for the people of Clonmelly is long enough.
If you want to get away from the curse of St. Patrick, you'd better follow those ones to America.
America? Where's that? I never hear tell of such a place.
Indeed, and I suppose that means it can't exist at all.
Well, there was no America when I was a lad. Did Brian Boru ever hear tell of America, or Finn McCool? What was good enough for them is good enough for me.
Then let me put you on your way, me bold creature that doesn't like the bogers. I'll be glad to direct you.
Well, come on, come on, come on. Is it to the left or to the right I go to find the way to the Isle of Inishmore? At the world's end in the Western Sea.
Very well. Go to the right, leprechaun. Follow the milestones till you reach the docks of Galway. Stow yourself away on the ship with the harp on the sail. And when you've landed on the far side, start walking west again. And mind you, don't stop. Keep walking. It'll be a long way.
That's what I'll do. And good night, Bogle. And I'm glad to see the last of you.
Good night, leprechaun. Send me word what you find when you get there. To the Isle of Inishmore, indeed. That's what he thinks.
The land across the Western Sea. It was a time of booms and expansion there in 1841. Every immigrant ship bound for America from Ireland was crowded with bold young men. Like my great-grandfather O'Halloran, many were signed for jobs in the railroad camps. Two-fisted men who crushed the rocks and bored through mountains to put a continent on rails.
In 1841, I put me quarter of breeches on. Put me quarter of breeches on to work upon the railway. Fill me oorie oorie, fill me oorie oorie, fill me oorie oorie to work upon the railway.
Come on, boys. Sun's going down in 20 minutes. You've got to make that surveyor's pole.
It's 400 yards off, foreman.
You can make it, O'Halloran, if you don't go dawdling.
Dawdling, is it? Faith, Kelly, 'tis a full 3 miles we dawdle this day, with the sun burning us every inch of the way.
Every morning at 7 o'clock, there were 20 tallies a-working on a rock, and the boss comes along and he says, "Cape still. There, now, Navy, on the cast iron and drill ye tallies, drill. Drill ye tallies, drill. Well, it's work all day for the sugar in your tay down behind the railway, and drill ye tallies, drill, and blast, and fire, and to work, and you shall lie."
Ryan, Heffernan, Goff, and O'Rourke. That's all the mail there is today, boys.
Have you nothing for me, Kelly?
Nothing for you, O'Halloran. You've not had a scrap of mail for 6 months.
With those letters in your hand, Farman, will you not look again now?
And 'tis nothing but mail addressed to the dead and the deserters. Here, if you don't believe me.
No, not a thing. Nothing. Oh, Molly, have you forgotten me? What are you thinking of back in Boston?
I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. I know who I love, but the dear knows who I'll marry. I have stockings of silk, shoes of fine green leather, combs to buckle my hair, and a ring for every
know who's going with me. I know who I love. But the deer knows who I'm marrying.
Now, Molly, there's a nice man coming to call on you this evening. Now, so don't go out.
I don't want to see anyone, Ma. Oh, I'm bothered in my mind. There's never any mail for me. Do you think it's gone astray?
How would it go astray, girl? Don't you know the postman comes every day after you've gone to work? And if there was any mail for you, now wouldn't I get it?
Yes, you would, Ma. You would. I don't understand it at all.
Oh, I know what's in your mind, as if I were sitting inside. It's that Johnny O'Halloran. I always told you he was no good. Now, this Aloysius Sullivan that's coming to call, oh, he's a different sort altogether. A collar and tie every day, and he drives a horse cab.
Now, if I could write to Johnny, maybe he'd tell me what's the matter. But how can I write to him when I don't know where he is? Oh, Ma, Ma.
Whisht, whisht. Come in, come in. Mr. Sullivan, shall we delight to see you? Will you sit down now and have a sup of tea in your hand?
Mrs. Malone, Miss Malone. Aloysius Sullivan at your service.
How do you do?
Oh, grandly, thank you. You're not from Cork yourself.
Oh, no, Mr. Sullivan. No, we're only from Clonmelly.
Ah, well, not everyone can come from Cork. I'll have a sup of tea in my hand all the same.
Well, then come on out to the kitchen now and I'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you kindly, ma'am.
Are you coming, Molly?
In a minute, Ma. Oh, Johnny, Johnny, where are you? Why can't I put the thought of you away? You've forgotten me, Johnny, I know. I know. And why can't I forget you, too, and be free of you?
Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, way, way from my bedside. And bother me no more. And bother me no more. I'll go tell all of my brothers, tell all of my sisters too, the reason why my heart is broke is on account of you. Is on account of you.
Now, this'll be the last dance, O'Halloran. It's 2 in the morning, 2 o'clock.
Oh, now is it, Kelly? There's lots of time. And these Western folk, so hospitable.
It's a long 3 mile back to camp, O'Halloran, and you'll not be fit for your pickaxe for a week.
Faith, Kelly, I left me black thoughts of Molly behind me at the camp, and I'm in no devil's hurry to get back to them.
Then goodbye to you and your carouse, and you can walk back through the prairies by yourself, O'Halloran. I'm off.
Come on there, miss. One more dance. She was a fishmonger, and sure t'was... Oh, Faith, what am I singing for? Here in the dark prairie. For the luck of the O'Hallorans, maybe. Luck, Moya. Not even a line of a letter from Molly. Glory be to God, what was that? It's hearing things I am. No, no, there it is again. It is a child, I'm thinking. Over there in the trees. Oh, and a wolf after. Oh, a stone, quick. There! Ha-ha! That'll be the last of him. Oh, but where's the child now? Well, I'll be... Will you look at the shoe that someone dropped? Oh, that's a queer-looking shoe.
Is it now? And who are you to be criticizing?
What? Who's in there? Where are you?
Will you kindly give me back my shoe?
Suffering Mike. What's this at all up in the tree? Why, it's not a child, but a man. A queer, scrawny-looking gouger with a long white beard.
That's just what I'd expect. Personal remarks, no civility at all. Now, what else have you got to be rude about before you give me back my property?
What are you doing there in the tree?
Oh, you'd be up a tree if you'd been savvy. It'd be a mad dog. Hey, there. Hey, I don't know. Give me back my shoe.
Oh, there's your shoe, mister. But that wasn't a dog at all. That was a wolf.
A wolf? You mean to tell me that was a wolf I was kicking in the stomach?
Mister, is that a shoemaker's lass you have there? And an old jar?
That is me luggage.
Begob, a fella with shoemaker's tools and a potsheen jar. Coming out of the dark. Now, if we were back in Ireland instead of America, it would mean only one thing. That I was looking at a leprechaun.
Which is only right and natural. Now, the place...
A leprechaun.
What place do
come
you...
here now till I see.
Oh, now, keep away. Keep away.
Oh, come
now.
On with you
get
now.
Off,
here, now,
go
horse
away.
Here now.
Go
now,
away.
Stop your... Now, now, there,
let
there.
Me go.
Ah, now, now.
Let me come on.
Rest
let
easy
me...
now, now.
Let
now, stop
me...
your
let
wriggling.
Me go. Let me go.
Oh, tush, tush. You're a leprechaun itself. You should have a pot of gold. Where is it, eh?
Well, you can see for yourself I got no pot of gold. Now, let me go at once before I raise my voice at you.
What's in the jar? Empty. Hmm. Well, maybe then you're not what I thought you were after all. Yes, you're too big for a leprechaun.
Too big? Who, me? Well, now, let me see now.
Sure, it's... how could you be a leprechaun in this America? There's nothing of that sort here.
Why, you say not Inishmore?
Inishmore, is it? Sure, that's in Galway Bay. You're thousands of miles beyond Connemara.
Oh, dear, dear. That accounts for a lot of things. No wonder I'm destroyed from the walking ever since I landed, and still no sign of the world's end at all. But it's no more than I've come to expect of this place, whatever it is. No civility. Everything too big and too busy. I feel too big myself, though how I got this way, I don't know. Where did you say again it was?
The United States of America.
Hey, they put me on the wrong boat, the dirty twister. I might have known it was the crookedness and the rascality and that bogle that set me on my way.
A bogle, you say?
I sitting on a tree on the road to Galway. Oh, bad lot, no mistake.
Well, maybe he didn't like you either. Maybe if you were any use as a leprechaun, it couldn't have fooled you at all.
Let me tell you, there was a day when there was great magic in me. But my power's gone from me here, wherever I am. Like the pot of gold I'll never see again.
Did you lose it on the journey?
Ah, you ignorant gum. Don't you know where a leprechaun keeps his gold?
Well, at the butt end of the rainbow, me mother used to say.
Yeah. The devil a rainbow I've seen in this country since I landed. It's a fearsome place with no consideration for leprechaun at all.
What's your name?
Well, back home, they used to call me Mick the Fixer. And what you?
Me? One of the lucky O'Hallorans.
Well, how lucky is that?
None at all, McKean. We're a pair, we are. Will you come up to the bunkhouse with me?
Well, would there be a bite of food, destroyed with hunger, not to speak of the terrible dryness of the climate?
Is there really nothing at all in the jar?
It's corked, but it's empty. Empty as a butcher's on a Friday. There was a time when the great power was in me, and I could have filled this jar with a wave of my hand, and it would be foaming and frothing and winking up at me over the brim. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? That's the trouble with this country. Nobody believes in me at all, at all.
That's all right, Fixer. I believe in you.
You do. You do. You really do. You really do believe me that I could have once filled this jar with no more than the wave of my hand. Like this. Hey, chappers, the bong's blown out.
Will you look? The froth from the brew inside is pouring out of the neck.
I knew all I needed was an Irishman to put me in countenance again. Your health, O'Halloran. John Timothy.
Well, yes, Fixer.
I like it here in your camp.
You do?
The beds are reasonably soft, and the company is largely hibernating. There's a lot to be said for both. What do you do in the camp, Shawnee?
We work on the railroad.
Work? Work? You know, that's another thing I don't like about this country. Everybody works. But now, you're a decent, respectable Irishman with an O to your name. Why would you work?
I need money.
Why, nonsense. You can owe that, too.
Oh, no, I can't. I want to get married. Molly wouldn't marry me without some money.
Women. That word always leads to irrational behavior.
Molly lives in Boston with her mother.
Well, that may be an explanation, but it's no excuse.
She's my life itself, Mick. But my heart's like a stone with not hearing from her. When I saw her in Boston before I came out here to work,
There was a horse car conductor courting her, and the mother favored him.
Good, good. Let him marry her.
Him? He's a man from County Cork.
Ah. Well, that's something I can do nothing about. She's got to take the rough with the smooth.
Oh, I wish I could see her now. I'm destroyed with the longing.
Uh-huh. You'd like to see your Molly.
Oh, I would indeed.
Well, maybe I can fix that. Give me that bottle you have locked in the bag.
How do you know I have a bottle? And what do you want with it?
Oh, just a little experiment. Don't you believe in me?
Well, maybe I do. Here now. Don't drink at all.
You want to see Molly, don't you?
Yes, but you have to drink.
Then I must have it empty.
Well, you've had your wish. It's empty, all right.
Now, put the bottle to your eye and look inside.
What's this all about?
Now, turn it slowly around. Slowly. There. Do you see anything yet?
Wait now. There's a fine great hall with a lot of men in it. And it is decked with flags. And there's a fellow now making a speech.
Speaking for that dimple of the universe, the Sylvan Borough of the Bronx, I ask you gentlemen, why should this country buy Alaska? Alaska for $7 million hard-earned dollars. The clear-eyed people of the Bronx look at Alaska and what do they see? Certainly not gold mines.
It's wrong, Johnny. That's wrong. Turn it the other way.
But who was that speaking?
It was some interference from some bogle. Can you get it now?
Yes. Yes, there she is. Oh, Ella, wouldn't that make you sick? She's riding in a horse car with a man from Cork. Listen to him.
Molly Bones is the only spot in Ireland. The natural grandeur of Cork. The great brains of the people. You'll have great gas when they bring you back there and a visit after we're wedded.
Ah, indeed, Aloysius. If it's as fine as you say it is, I wonder you didn't stay there.
That's the trouble. What chance has a Cork man at home? And he's surrounded by Cork men, all as clever as himself. Sure, that's no life at all.
You have a great opinion of yourself, Aloysius.
And why not? I'm a man that knows what he wants and gets what he wants. And that's yourself, Molly, as soon as you name the day. Or are you thinking still of that O'Halloran?
Now, don't be pressing me, Aloysius. I'll not be rushed.
I'll rush you to the altar if it's the last thing I ever do. I'm mad for you, me, Colleen. Get up there, up there, up there.
Oh, be careful, Aloysius, be careful.
Oh, the dirty twister. Getting round her like that behind me back. Wouldn't you know he was a Cork man?
And she likes him, too.
It's a lie. You're trying to torment me. That's what you're doing.
No, let's have another look.
No, leave it alone. There now. That's what I think of your magic.
Oh, that's a terrible thing, breaking a bottle.
Oh, Molly, Molly. Is there no luck for me at all?